This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The question I'm most often asked is always easy enough to answer. Question: how did you get started as a writer? Answer: funnily enough, by asking someone almost exactly that very same question, which I was only able to ask in the first place by a dose of extraordinarily good luck. I had better explain. My good luck was, of course, someone else's rotten luck. It is often that way, I find. The phone call sounded distraught. It came on a Sunday evening. I'd only been working on the paper for 3 weeks. I was a cub reporter. This, my first paid job. Leslie! It was my boss, chief arts correspondent Merrill Monckton, a lady not to be messed with. She did not waste time with niceties. She never did. Listen, Leslie, I have a problem. I was due to go to Venice tomorrow to interview Paolo Levi. Paolo Levi, the violinist.